Hi, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
And we're the guys from Deemable Tech.
Dale writes, my son-in-law was helping me with some computer stuff. He showed me a trick where I could see all the windows I have open on my computer at once and switch between them. The problem is, I've forgotten how he did it, and I don't want to keep bothering him. So I thought I'd bother you guys instead.
Hey, no problem, Dale. That's what we're here for. We love it when people bother us with their tech questions, right, Tom?
Absolutely. And as far as your question goes, Dale, I'm 99% sure that the trick you're looking for is holding down the Alt and Tab keys on your keyboard at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
In Windows 8, that brings up a view of all the windows you currently have open. Now, if you keep holding down Alt and start pressing Tab, you can switch from window to window. And when you get to the one you want to select, just let go of the Alt key and boom, there you are. Right, Ray?
Yep. Honestly, it hadn't even crossed my mind that there were people that still didn't know about Alt Tab.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those shortcuts that is so essential to using Windows that I don't even think about it. I wonder what other helpful Windows shortcuts Dale and folks like him might not know about.
Well, first of all, Ray, for those who don't know, could you explain what a shortcut is?
Oh, sure. A shortcut is just a combination of key presses that'll do something useful, like, for instance, take you to the desktop. Usually, it involves holding down two keys at once, like Control-C for copy and Control-V for paste. Some people call these shortcuts hotkeys.
That's right. Whatever you call them, they can really be time savers. Once you memorize a few of them, you can just fly through everyday tasks. With Windows 8, Microsoft has created a lot of super useful Windows shortcuts that use the Windows key.
Like what?
Now, did you know that the Windows key plus D will take you to the desktop?
That makes sense. You can also hit the Windows key and start typing to search for programs and files on your computer.
Oh, yeah. That's worked at least since Windows 7. It's a lifesaver. Now, let me tell you a really handy shortcut I just learned recently.
What's that?
Windows key plus E will bring up a new Windows Explorer window for when you need to hunt down that pesky file.
Ah, that is nice. E for Explorer. Well, Tom, I've got a super secret Windows shortcut that is going to blow your mind.
What? Tell me.
Windows key plus X.
X? What does it do?
It brings up a super secret power menu with shortcuts to the control panel, programs and features, the networking tools, and a lot more.
Whoa.
Now, it's not necessarily for beginners, but I guess that's why they put it under X.
Hey, Ray, you know, it occurs to me that some of our listeners might not remember all the great shortcuts that we've been talking about. So is there anywhere on our website that they could go to just look them up?
You betcha. We have a list of our favorite keyboard shortcuts for Windows and Mac available at deemable.com/shortcuts. Go take a look and try them out for yourself. They can really make your computer so much easier to use. And if you like Ask Deemable Tech and you want to make sure that you never miss an episode, go to Deemable.com and sign up for our newsletter or subscribe to the podcast. Just search iTunes for Ask Deemable Tech.
If you have a question for Ask Deemable Tech, give us a call at 1-888-972-9868 or you can send an email to questions@deemable.com.
For WJCT News, I'm Ray Hollister.
And I'm Tom Braun.
Ask Deemable Tech is sponsored in part by the Logistics Certification Program at UNF Continuing Education.